Todd Shoemaker's life is the subject of a new documentary movie that you can watch right now. It's called Dead Man Running. He's here to tell us a little bit more about his amazing and inspirational story. Todd Shoemaker, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. Todd, tell us why you got into running.
Well, I ran a little bit in high school, a little cross country in high school, and then I probably casually ran a few more times after that, but it wasn't until I was having open heart surgery to take out a cancerous tumor back in 2003. And I just felt God saying, gave me a vision during surgery that says, I want you to start running marathons and sharing the gospel.
My goodness. Right after open heart surgery? I mean, had you ever run a marathon before?
I'd never run more than 5 miles in my life.
Well, as soon as they found that, they operated on you pretty quick, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a pretty quick turnaround. But during that surgery, I had a vision that God wanted me to start running marathons and sharing the gospel. So 4 months after surgery, I started running. And a year after being diagnosed with cancer, I ran my first half marathon.
Goodness. Now, when you received that diagnosis where they said, did you think that maybe your running days would probably be over?
Well, this is really like the beginning of my journey. I was relatively healthy at that point, and then I started running marathons and just sharing the gospel. And then 2007, I was actually diagnosed with Parkinson's. And then a few years later, I was diagnosed with an illness called myasthenia gravis, which eats all your muscles away.
Oh, my.
And that was when that diagnosis was when they said, you just can't run anymore. So that would have been 2009.
Hmm.
The doctors just said, there's just no way you can run anymore.
And in this over 17-year journey that you've been on now, the doctors didn't give you a very good outlook on your life, did they?
I think my wife and I lost count at 50 the times that the doctors said that I wouldn't make it past 24 hours.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How did that affect your faith? Because you're a strong believer. And how did it affect your marriage?
Well, it just really built my faith, and it just really made our marriage was already strong going into all this, but it just really made our marriage stronger because we didn't argue over the small things. Hmm. Like if I didn't put the cap back on the toothpaste, it was no big deal. The big deal was that I actually woke up that morning to be able to brush my teeth.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. In the film, you talk about a significant date in your life, November 3rd, 2019. Tell us why that's so important for you.
Well, that night, my wife and I had been invited to a prayer and healing service. And really the only reason we went was we invited like 50 friends that really needed healing and really needed a miracle in their life. At that point, I had 2 weeks to live. According to my doctors, I weighed 112 pounds. I couldn't speak. I couldn't eat. I was living off of a feeding tube. And so we just really went to just really pray for our other friends. And that night, the speaker, Dr. Chauncey Crandall, shared a message, invited people to come pray. And I was just standing there praying for all my other friends that I had invited. And God just put a spotlight on me and said, what are you doing? I created this night just for you.
Mm.
You need to go forward. So I went forward, got prayed over that night. I hadn't been able to speak without a machine for almost 5 years. I got my voice back that night. I ate my first solid food in 3.5 years that night and started running a month later.
A month later. Oh, my goodness. So that night you had got it organized to pray specifically for your friends.
Right. Yeah. My wife and I, that's the only reason we went. We almost didn't go because I was just like, man, I'm just so tired. I'm just, you know, I just want to enjoy the last few weeks that I've got to live.
Mm.
But then I was like, you know what? But they need, our friends need prayer and they need healing. So we need to go. So my wife and I, that was the only reason we showed up that night.
Oh,
and God had prepared that night just for us.
The documentary movie is called Dead Man Running, the Todd Shoemaker story. And we're going to post a link to it. You can watch it on YouTube for free. Todd Shoemaker has been our guest this morning. Todd, thanks for sharing your story and inspiring us today.
Thank you so much for having me, and God bless.